If you love dogs, tune in to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes, live every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. We'll talk about everything dog and interview authors, experts, and amazing organizations, both locally and nationally. And don't even get me started on the pet food industry. I'm Julie Forbes. Find us online at www.dogradioshow.com and also as a free podcast on iTunes. The Dog Show with Julie Forbes, an evolved perspective on life with dogs.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead. Get up, get out of bed. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk. Welcome you to the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. The best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website and the links that you need to stream the show. And it's Talk With Your Animals Sunday here on Animal World. Darcy Pariso is in the house. And if you want to contact Darcy for a private reading off the air, you can do so through her website, www.darcypariso. That's Paris with an O. DarcyPariso.com, or you can call her, not now, she's on the radio, but you could leave her a message, 425-280-5132, 425-280-5132. And Darcy, do you still have that great deal of email one question for $15?
I do.
Hey, excellent. Mm-hmm. That's a hot deal, because then you don't have to do a whole reading if you've just got one burning question.
And it seems after you have a reading, lots of times there will be another question that comes up, or when you forgot to ask, so it's a nice option.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, you ready to go back to the phones here?
I am.
We are headed to Seattle, and Kara, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Darcy Pariso. Good morning, Kara.
Hi, Kara.
Good morning, Martha.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good.
Good. I'm calling to talk to Darcy about Ray. Just to remind you, you saw Ray and Ty a few weeks ago. Ray had been attacking Ty for a little while.
No, Ray is the Basset Hound, right?
Ray is a Beagle.
Or a Beagle, I mean.
Yeah, Beagle, who's 11.
And he's 11 years old, and then Ty is like the Aussie.
Yes, Aussie, cattle dog, border collie, who's about 7.5.
Okay, and Ty was attacking...
No, Ray
was attacking Ty.
Right.
I think when I was there, I did a session with them, and yeah. and there was a lot of lack of impulse control with Ray, and which we were able to kind of start grounding yeah. in for him during the session. How have you been doing since I saw you, Kara?
So all of that has been going really well. They've both responded great to the techniques and the boundaries that you taught us, and there haven't been any fights. So,
yay!
So that is good.
Yay.
I seems to really the Aussie seems to have really benefited from crate time, and he seems a lot less anxious because of that.
Excellent.
It seems like that has been going well. But Ray is still, we still can't figure out what's going on with him. It seems like he has some pain issues, at least. What he does, like yesterday, he had a pretty bad day. He was just shaking, and we didn't know if it's digestive related. I did get the canine caviar that you suggested, and he doesn't seem to like that. And we just can't, I can't tell, you know, as I can't talk to him, like, is he in pain or is it digestive? Or?
Yeah, I think didn't your vet seem to think that we thought that there were some pain issues that might make him feel more vulnerable, which is why going after Ty.
Right.
Although,
right.
although,
yeah.
What I did determine in looking at the history and what's actually going on, that Ty for a very long time, even though Ray was there first and is the oldest. Ty's been trying to control Ray
right.
passively by mounting yeah. and so for a long time, and Karen and her husband had kind of just been dismissing that, and I've made them have him stop that
mm-hmm.
so that because this is kind of like payback.
Right.
Oh yeah, and Kara, have you got your phone right up close to your mouth, because we're having a little trouble hearing you.
Yeah, there, is that better?
Yeah, that's definitely
Sorry
better.
About that. Yeah.
And at any rate, we kind of would like to get a better handle on how is Ray feeling, and is he having pain in his body? And you said right. he had a shaking episode recently, Kara?
Yeah, last couple of days, it's like when we'll get him, he'll go outside, he'll come in, and he'll start shaking, he'll lay down. He's had like his right front paw today, kind of curled it under. Now, he hasn't. You know, he's been fine with going on walks, and he can jump up on the couch or the bed, but yeah, we just don't know what's going on with him.
Well, let's see what Darcy gets. Are
okay.
you getting anything, Darce?
I'm a little unclear on this. I did feel that before you said it, that I felt like Ty was trying to take over, and that irritates him, but I feel like he could hold his own if he were feeling better, and I do feel there's pain. But you talked about digestion, but I also feel he's got some burning. Like there's kind of a, like an acid, I guess I would call it, like kind of an acid or a burn sometimes. I feel there's some of that, and it varies. It varies, but that's uncomfortable for him. I don't know if you're hearing his stomach growing, or I don't know if
sometimes.
He's
what about
gassy?
Adding some Optigest in his food? Are we doing any probiotics or digestive enzymes, Kara?
No, we haven't done that. I did put him on Connectin, as you suggested.
Oh, so he's on Connectin. That's the great.
I would add the Optigest, because he feels sometimes like he's swollen, like it's almost painful gas. You know, when you feel swollen and
right.
yeah,
and so
that
so
makes sense.
Let's
yeah.
add in the Optigest. You know, that's made by the same company that makes Connectin.
How do you spell it?
OPTAGEST, Optigest.
Okay.
And you'll find it. You know, it's made by In Clover as well.
Okay.
Yeah, and gas can be very painful.
Yeah.
Humans have gone to the hospital for it, wondering
sure.
you know if there's some sort of emergency. So. There's various degrees of that, and sometimes it's like small bubbles, and sometimes it feels really tight and knotted, and it's very painful, and he would snap at anybody. And
yeah.
part of this is that, you know, ties around.
So does that feels to you that the pain maybe is
like
more related to digestive
yeah.
issues?
I feel that. I do feel
rather
that.
Rather than arthritic issues.
I think that there's some arthritis also. But
so
I think
the Connectin will be helpful there,
yes.
but we also need to address the digestive issues?
Yes,
okay.
And it would be great if you could call Dr. Nels.
Okay.
And he's on in a couple of weeks, right?
Yeah, Dr. Nels will be on the first Sunday of February.
Okay.
And so we want an energetic reboot with him and possibly some ongoing work with Dr. Nels,
Yes, possibly, because I think Dr. Nels is also going to address the like the back legs and hips for arthritis, because they do feel stiff. And I think the connectin is helping to, you know, lubricate and move them a little bit, but yet they do feel almost kind of like one side can kind of grind almost.
Dr. Nels can really help with that stuff.
Okay.
All right. So we'll add the Optigest, mm-hmm. and then we'll have you call in first Sunday of February so we can get started with Dr. Nels. And
I think
unless you want to start with him sooner than that, and then you can check him out at NelsHealingMinistry.com.
Yeah, I wrote that. I wrote the website down earlier.
And Cara, when you get on the Optigest, I really think that you're going to see some improvement in a couple of days.
Excellent. Let's make that the first priority then.
Yeah, I think you'll still see, you know, some arthritis, and you might not feel so well all the time. But I think the weather's affected him too. I just heard that weather. But the Optigest will really help, because a lot of this is painful gas and digestion.
And I'm finding, I think, with the weather, I think it is the cold, damp days that are cause the most pain in, you know, the skeletal systems. So on the cold, wet days, cold, damp days are the days that we really need to be on top of things. But it sounds like you're doing great. There haven't been any more fights.
No.
Can you see Darcy? Are we pretty handled in that department?
One last thing is, I just heard as we're talking, I heard Ray say, you know, thank you for asking about me, and he said that he's sorry for causing these hardships.
He doesn't
want to be a bad dog. He said, I'm not a bad dog. I don't want to be a bad dog.
No, he's a good dog.
No, he has some remorse. So maybe you can talk to him too and tell him, you know, reassure him that he's loved and you're helping him and you understand.
Yeah, and that he is a good dog, and that's why you do love him, and you want to help him, and that's why you're getting the help to alleviate the discomfort that he's in.
And some of this is because he is very sensitive.
Yeah, definitely a sensitive guy.
Yeah.
And we made all...
Yeah, we just don't want him to be in pain, and we've just been so worried about him.
Well, yeah, I want to impress upon you again, remember what I told you. Okay, Darcy's nodding, she's getting the same thing. Thought directs energy. Energy follows thought. Thought magnifies and intensifies energy. So the more the two of you worry about him being in pain, the worse you make it for him. Wow. Your job is to see him feeling great. See his digestive system working wonderfully and his tummy being calm, seeing the connectin working and his body is moving and flowing and feeling good, and that Dr. Nels is helping. And then you can call in the last Sunday of February when you have Jude and Paul work on the energy of everything around. But you want to see everything working, and you want to hold the image of perfection for Ray. You don't want to waste any of your time worrying. You guys are two intelligent human beings, and when stuff happens, you have a great support group around you. If you don't know what to do, you can always call Aunt Martha, you know, and because you're on phone privileges since I've seen you. So so you've got the help around you that you can address issues. The big thing is not to dwell on them.
Okay.
Hold the picture of perfection.
Okay.
So that's your homework.
Okay.
Now, does that address it, Darcy?
I got the same thing. Every day, in every way, you feel better and better, and you're happier and happier.
Yeah, that's a good little affirmation. Every day, in every way, Ray feels better and better and is happier and happier.
Yeah, and whatever words you want to put at the end of that.
Yeah, so get that little mantra going, okay?
Got it.
All right, and then call me if you need me, all right?
Okay. Can I just ask one other quick question,
sure.
Darcy? Are you picking up anything on Ty?
On Ty, he feels happy. Yeah, he feels like he's content and he's happy, and he's wondering why you're asking. He feels okay.
Okay, well, I really had them spiff up the leadership with him.
Yeah.
And, like, they would crate him from time to time, but he'd sit in his crate and whine and carry on. I said, no, tell him that's wrong. Tell him to stop it. So, and he seems to be more secure since then, right, Kara?
Yeah.
He seems just really present, and I go with what happens in the day-to-day, and I follow the rules, and I'm just kind of doing what I'm supposed to. So he's wondering, like, why you're asking.
Okay, so everything's good with Ty.
Everything's good.
Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right.
Thanks for calling.
You keep me posted, and make sure you call back on the first Sunday of February.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you.
Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Let's see. We are heading to Bainbridge and Diane. Diane, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Darcy Pariso.
Hi, Martha. It's Diane and Harvey calling back this morning.
All right.
We've talked to you before because Harvey was the little Siamese that was losing a lot of weight, and Dr. Nels worked on him because he had a blockage. And so he unblocked him, and he's doing wonderful. But in the meantime, this little raccoon that came through our yard has a foot problem, his left foot or hip. I think he last week said it was his hip that was bothering him.
So this is a wild raccoon that comes into your yard. Yeah, and Vicki did a little work on him last week.
Okay.
Yeah. And you asked me to call back if I needed more help, and I do need more help.
So what's going on?
Well, he will run on only three legs, but when he walks, he kind of tries to put that other foot down.
Mm-hmm.
But he still needs some help.
Okay, so let's have Darcy tune in and see what's going on. Do you have a name for this raccoon?
No, I haven't named him.
So he's just a raccoon in Diane's yard on Bainbridge.
Ours. Harvey is attached to him, too, because he sits and watches him out the window eat his food. So we're attached to him.
Yeah. He asked that you name him. He's never had a name.
Oh, he wants
a
name?
Yeah.
Oh, so you got to come up with a name for this raccoon.
Well, because he feels...
How about Rocky? Rocky
he's
raccoon.
He's connected to you, and he's part of your family.
Okay.
Rocky Raccoon? There's a song about Rocky Raccoon. Ask him if he'd like to be a Rocky.
Let's call him Rocky.
Rocky?
Okay, how about Rocky? Does he like Rocky?
You know, he is open to anything.
Okay,
yeah,
Rocky
he's
Raccoon,
like,
tell him he has his own song.
Okay, he likes that. I heard the same thing that Martha was telling the previous caller, to see him being healthy, see him being
Did you hear that, Diane?
We're focusing on problems.
I try to do that, just like Nathan. I try to send the white light, the healing white light.
Good. Yeah.
And see him walking normally.
Okay, that's what I haven't pictured, because when I see him, he's really...
Right, you want to visualize him happy and healthy and walking normally.
You know, I see two things. It feels like there's, at the top of the leg, it feels like there's a pole.
Yeah,
like an injury or a pull, like
a
an injury at the top of the leg.
Okay.
But I also feel like he might have stepped on something sharp. And there could be a little bit of something in there, like I don't know if it's a thorn, but there could be a little
something stuck
piece that's still
foot.
In there, a little sliver, a little something.
Of course, we're not
Let's
gonna...
ask him to push it out, to use his energy and to visualize him pushing that out, because... it might have come out, but it's still sore as a result, because it feels like when he puts his foot down, he can put it down if he's kind of careful, but if he puts it on a little bit on the outer edge, then he hits that spot, that sore.
Okay, because there's no sign of any wound or anything on him at all.
No, it's like the pad of his foot, it just feels like there's just like something that hasn't really healed or...
Okay.
Then also at the top of the leg, like the hip, the top of the leg, it feels like there's something sore in there too. Like it's a combination of two things, and he might have done something to it, like jumping, like jumping and pulling it, and it seems to come and go. Like it's not always it's there mildly, but sometimes it gets worse. It feels like he injured it, but he keeps using it, so it doesn't really heal.
Oh, sometimes I feel he does it just to make me feel sorry for him, so I'll give him more food. Sometimes I feel that way. But okay, so can you help him get rid of the pull that's in his leg? And I'll ask him to push whatever is sticking in his foot out to get rid of it.
Yeah. It feels like he might have pushed it out, but it's just tender yet. But,
So just you see him healing then and walking normally.
And I can send him some Reiki when I get home, too. I'll send some Reiki to him.
Okay.
But it's kind of a, when you keep using something that has even a mild injury, then you're prone to re-injure it again. That's what it feels like.
Okay. And then we'll christen him Rocky Raccoon.
Okay, great.
The real deal.
Okay, thank you so very much.
You're welcome, Diane. Let us know how he's doing, okay?
Okay,
thanks so much.
Bye-bye.
Uh-huh,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, we need to take care of advertisers at the moment. Becky, hold on, you're next. But we're going to take care of our advertisers so we have plenty of time to spend with you. And phone lines are wide open. We have open lines for you if you'd like to speak with Darcy. Local number, 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888 888- 1-800-298-5569. And I keep forgetting to tell you, you can send us an email during the show to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues. More with Darcy Pariso straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's ANANDA Washington.org.
Have you heard about energy balancing for animals? Elite master of the bioenergetic synchronization technique, Nels Rasmussen, has been creating transformations in health, mobility, and athletic performance in dogs, cats, and horses for over 30 years. To learn more, you can visit online, NelsHealingMinistry.com, or call 425-238-2668. That's 425-238-2668.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Remember, you're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all, Martha Norwalk, and we're approaching midway through the second hour, this week's edition of Animal World. Darcy Pariso's in the house, very gifted animal intuitive communicator, medium and Reiki master. And we are taking your calls. We have open phone lines, 425-373-5527, and toll-free 1-888-298-5569. Carlene, if you are listening, Darcy has been tuning in, and we'll get to the messages she's received for you about the kittens. But first, we are going to Marysville and talking to Becky. Becky, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Darcy Pariso.
Good morning.
Good morning, Becky.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'm so glad I finally got through to you ladies.
Oh, we're
and
glad you got through
to all the wonderful stories and all these people wanting to help their animals. It's been very inspiring.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we have a good time talking to the animals and stuff. And speaking of talking, Becky and I have communicated in the last week or so, And because she has a newly rescued, adopted pit bull.
Okay.
And what, I don't remember the dog's name, Becky.
His name's Dudley.
Dudley, that's right. So Dudley was a sweet pit bull. About how old is he?
They say he's between 3 and 4.
And you rescued him from where?
We rescued him. We actually adopted him from a gal out of California. So don't know too much of his story, except that he's been abandoned quite a few times.
Okay. And is it all right with you if I kind of encapsulate for Darcy what I know so far?
Absolutely.
Okay. So, and you correct me if I'm wrong with any of these details, Becky. As far as Dudley goes, he seems to be a really sweet pit bull, and they really like him. Becky has some kids, and what, you've got a daughter?
I have two daughters,
a
12-year-old, a 10-year-old, and then my son is the 8-year-old.
Right, and then an 8-year-old, a son. Now,
correct.
The issue is, and why she contacted me, and I'm still going to work with them, provided, depending on what we get here on the air. Her son has it seems like an innate fear of dogs. Girls are good. Boy has some fears, which I don't know where that's coming from. You might be able to see that. And there was an incident with, I think, Becky, what, you were on your bed, and I think Dudley was on the bed snuggling with you?
Correct.
And and her boy, what's your son's name?
His name's Colby.
Oh, well, another Colby. Maybe he's a sensitive model like our first Colby today on the air.
He was listening this morning saying, I'm on the radio.
Yeah, well, that Colby is extremely sensitive and quite gifted. At any rate, so Colby came into the room and walked up to the bed to mom, and Dudley lunged and barked at him.
Correct.
Okay, and of course scared him, and then I think, didn't your husband come in and haul Dudley out of there?
He hauled him off the bed, and the dog immediately went onto his belly and peed and crawled over to my son's feet and sat there until my husband just removed him from the room, because it really, really startled my son. So it took my son and I a few minutes to just process what just happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So now I, as a behavior therapist, because obviously she's calling me to say, yikes, you know, we want to work through this. They really like Dudley, would like to keep him. But we have to build the son's confidence with dogs. Not good to have a dog, you know, lunging, barking in his face to back him away from mom. I felt that that was kind of a jealousy, or, you know, I've got my mom to myself, and he's wanting to keep her to himself at that point. But I also made the point of saying it's really important to give dogs credit for what they don't do, as opposed to what they do do. You know, we all think that there's something wrong with dogs. They growl, snipe, bite, fight. Well, they're supposed to do all that stuff. It may not be acceptable in our world. Doesn't mean there's anything wrong. And Dudley certainly could have hurt Colby if he'd wanted to, but he just, you know, lunge and bark, bark, bark to back him off. So to me, that was a good sign that he did control himself. He didn't hurt the child. And it sounded like once the husband came in, hauled him off, you know, we get the belly up and the peeing, and then he scooches over to sit by the boy. I think he felt bad about it, and then he might not have been able to control himself at the time or something. It's kind of like an oh crap, oh, I really messed up here. And so, because I couldn't arrange to go see them to do a private session, because most of the time when I got called into sessions, because I deal with the worst of the worst, most of the time the dog's already biting the kids, you know, and we work all that out and everything's great. But in this is a little special in that we've got a boy that's actually afraid of dogs, and we're trying to build confidence there. And because it's a new dog to them and I couldn't see them before today, I said, well, hey, Becky, let's have you call in so we can get Darcy to tune in and let's see what we get on the air, is this a viable situation? Is Dudley a good dog for them? And can Dudley and Colby, can we work on healing both of their issues together, building confidence for both of them? I mean, I know what to do about the dog and you know, what's going on, but I wanted to get your take on this. And if you saw me being able to go in there and educate them and work this out and so that Dudley can stay with his family. So that's kind of in a big nutshell.
Okay. I think Dudley is a great dog, and the fact that he, you know, I'm impressed how he rolled over and said, "I'm sorry."
Yeah, and that's what I did too.
And I think that there's kind of a theme here today, and the theme is that the first thing I heard is there's an energy exchange between Kobe and Dudley. Kobe comes into the room, and he has some fear and apprehensiveness, and so Dudley is mirroring it for him. He's going, you know, why are you afraid? Do I need to be concerned? Do I need to protect, you know, mom? Or so there's kind of that energy. And
okay, so part of Dudley's reaction was a response to the energy that
right.
Colby was in approaching the bed.
And then I saw St. Francis. St. Francis clearly came on my left and said to take a class together. And I went,
An obedience class?
Yeah,
type
could
thing?
They take even, I don't know, even a playful kind of a class or obedience or whatever, but something that would instill confidence in both of them. And then Dudley would start looking, and of course you'd be there, but Dudley would start looking to Kobe for direction, whether it's just, you know, walking on the leash. My dog is 10 years old, and I took her last summer to obedience classes, and she was kind of rolling her eyes because she was there with puppies.
Yeah, and I would say, now, depending on Colby individually, uh-huh. 8 years old is a little young to be able to handle a group obedience or a trick class or something like that. But certainly, if I go to do a session with them and work with them,
you could be the
I
class.
Could teach them, mm-hmm. you know, how to teach tricks and how to do that. And then Becky could kind of coach Colby through the process.
Yeah, he just needs to know how to
so
be around
things,
him and how to interact with him and how to play. And if you go for a walk and you show him, like, you know, this is what we do on the leash, and not that he's going to take it over, but he needs education and he needs to understand, like, what he should do and how he should respond and act and so forth. So but right away I felt like, you know, do some kind of class, some training, and have them interact, because Kobe doesn't really know what to do with Dudley. I mean, he watches and he sees how he is, but as far as what he himself does and how he should interact, it's really not clear.
Yeah,
for
and
him.
I would teach them all of that.
Yeah.
So do you see me being able to go in there and
Martha,
work this all out, and we got a happily mm-hmm. ever after family?
I think so. I think that that you go in and you know praise them both and show them what to do. I think this can be easily turned around.
And you know that you would tell us the truth if you got that's not the case. You would tell
absolutely.
Us.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it's going to, you know, it's
because that's
take
been
some
my
practice.
Sense. My sense is that this case is worth working with, even though Dudley's new to the family. But I had to question it. Right away, is that because he's a new dog, they haven't had him very long, is this the right dog for the family, especially knowing we have sensitive Colby? But I think the two of them might heal each other.
They would. Exactly. Those are my words. Their confidence would be instilled greatly, and this would be a great opportunity for them both to learn. And with your guidance and help, this could really be a great thing. And I think Colby could turn around, because he is sensitive. I think he really loves animals, but he just, you know, doesn't know quite what to do because he's young.
Yeah, and then what you'd want to be doing, Becky, in the meantime, is that whenever Dudley is around you and Colby comes into the picture, give Dudley extra attention. And if Colby walks away, cut Dudley off so that Dudley starts seeing whenever Colby comes around, you know, mom tells me I'm a good dog and how great I am, and this is really special, so I want him to come around more.
Okay, that makes sense.
And but it sounds like we've got the green light to proceed with this. Becky, are you feeling okay about that now?
I am, and I'll honestly admit, too, it's going to take a little bit of work for me and my insecurity as well. Now, when my husband's around, I have a lot more confidence with the dog because I know he's very submissive with that male voice. Mm-hmm. But I'm the one that's here with him in the morning with the kids. So, you know, we have been crating him. When we leave during the day, we've been crating him at dinner so he can have his downtime, and he's in the living room with us. But he can see that we need that separation time from him as well. He's fine. He goes right in there and lays down. Now, when I have to leave, that's a different story. I can barely even drag that dog into there. He's growling at me. He's upset. He's crying.
crying. So I definitely need some, you know, some help working with him as well.
Yeah, and that, and I can give you all of that. So I think what we need to do is you just need to call me, and we need to get set up as soon as I can come up and see you.
That'll be great.
Super.
That would be great.
All right. So anything else you want to know from Darcy?
I don't think so. I sure wish somebody could just see all of his past and we would know his story, but I know that, you know, that's not always the case.
Well, Darcy can look at that.
Yeah, let me take a look at that. I just feel like, you know, confidence building for the whole family is really the key here, and I know Martha can do that. Asking him about his past, I see him being dragged into the shelter, I see him like a collar and being pulled and dragged and having a real sense of, I don't want to go in there. That's one image.
Well, so he's not stupid.
No. He's very sensitive and he's very smart, actually.
Yeah.
He just needs some time to know the rules. He hasn't had consistency. I feel like he started off in a home for a little bit, and I don't know if I should say that there was love in the home, but he was treated okay initially. But I think the first home was so inappropriate for him, and he just bounced around. And I hear three. I think that he was moved three times.
A smart, sensitive pit bull is sometimes difficult for people because they expect them to be really tough, macho kind of dogs, and they aren't necessarily.
Well, I don't think anybody really spent time with him or really, and he was young. And I think he went to one home that could have been a good home, but they didn't, they were just too busy and they didn't put time into him. And I think they were unrealistic in what a puppy was.
Yeah, so it sounds like he was bounced around quite a
bit.
Yeah,
he was in a home with a little girl that he liked the little girl, and he was in that home, but the family just realized that he was too much for them. And it was, you know, they just didn't choose the right breed for their home and for their situation.
Okay.
Yeah, so he's had some negative experiences, but he had at least that one positive.
But at least not horrendous abuse like the dog we talked about first, like Nathan.
Yeah.
He didn't get the direction that he needs.
So for Dudley, this is more about feeling safe and secure and confidence. So, you know, if you would tell him, you know, you're safe and we're going to take care of you and that you love him.
Excellent.
And I just feel like the relief. And that's the first thing
I'm
wrote
glad
down.
That you got all this, because my sense is, and the way the reason I pursued this the way that I did, is that my intuition in talking to Becky and what was going on, even though the logical thing to say would be, you just got the dog, you know, he's barked at your kid, you know, he's challenged your kid in the face, send him back, let's get another one. My gut was saying, no, this is a workable situation, and this dog's a diamond in the rough, and Colby and Dudley can heal together. And I really felt this was worth working with. But the timing shook out that we could check it out today just to be sure before we proceed. So,
well, I agree with you. And the very first thing that when you were talking about telling me the recap, the very first thing that I wrote down that Dudley is like, there's such a relief. It's like this tension and this, you know, hunched shoulders and this nervousness, anxiety, just being in your home, it's already, a lot of it has fallen off. I felt like I can, you know,
a relief for him
relief
to
here.
Be in a good home.
But he just doesn't know exactly how to do this.
Well, and he liked the little girl in the first home, so he met the older girls, the 10 and 12 year olds. He likes them.
Yeah,
he does.
He does, and they feel like they're gentle, and he just really relates because he's normal. He's used to female energy, and so, and your son, he's okay with him. He just doesn't really understand quite,
I would say I would change my opinion if in that incident in the bedroom when Dudley, you know, charged at Colby, if he had actually made contact or snapped, then I'd have a different opinion. But he didn't, and it's nice to know that he was reacting a lot to Colby's energy too, which makes total sense. And so I think we're good to go, Becky. We just got to get something set up as soon as we can for me to come and work with you guys.
Wonderful.
All right.
Wonderful. Thank you, ladies, so much. This has helped me a lot. You have no idea. And Dudley.
Excellent.
Here next to me.
Excellent. So, call me and we'll get something scheduled as soon as we can, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much, ladies.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks, Becky. Bye-bye. All right. Let's before we take care of advertisers and sponsors, and then we're going to head down to Oregon because Christine's on the line. I know that Carlene is listening. Her cell phone was going to run out of juice, so she has relayed everything to Kathy. But the bottom line is, Kathy, I know the whole story anyway because I talked to her earlier in the week. Carlene rescued a couple of kittens and was, you know, falling in love with them and taking care of them, and she had a little crate and all of that, and she thought she had them in a safe place when she had to go off to do something, but the crate and the kittens were stolen while she was gone. And one of them is a little orange tabby, and the other one was kind of a brown tabby type. And she, you know, I said, well, hopefully it was a good Samaritan who would find them a good home. So I've asked you to tune in to if you saw, you know, who took the kittens and are they, in fact, where they have been properly cared for, so they're going to get a home? So anyway, what are you getting and what do you see?
Hi, Carly. I'm really sorry this happened. I know it's had to be, you know, very difficult for you. But I want to tell you that the first thing that I saw was an image of a man. He's middle-aged, you know, long coat, hat, and so forth. And he saw these kittens and...
And a street person,
Yeah. Yes. And he saw these kittens and kind of lit up like a little boy, like, oh, kittens, you know. And he took them. He took the crate with the kittens. But he had the wherewithal to know that they couldn't live with him. He couldn't keep them. So he found two girls. They're in their 20s. I see them. I see the one girl that took them. He asked a couple people if they could take the kittens that he found them and could they give them a home and so forth. And these two girls, they gave him some money, and he passed them off to the girls. And the girl has long brown hair, fuzzy boots, thin, in their 20s, and...
Live close in the area?
I feel like they live on the east side. I keep being shown that they go back to their car, and they go to the east side. And she takes them to her parents' house and shows her mom what happened and so forth. And now I see them there at the parents' house, but I didn't know if she lived on her own or not. But now I see clearly that she's still at her parents' house. It feels like she's working and going to school part time. She's in and out. So I knew they were with her, but now I see them more being a family, having their family.
So the kittens are actually good now,
and are in a good responsible home.
Mm-hmm.
And they're in a good home. Okay. And I think maybe this is the way this is supposed to happen.
Okay, feels like right to you.
Yeah, it feels right.
Okay, so that's the good news, Carlene, is that, you know, even though the kittens were taken from you, which is sad, he did the right thing and found them good people, and they're in a home now and being loved and cared for. So that's the good news.
Yeah, they gave him $20.
This man that you see that took the crate and the kittens, has he crossed paths with Carlene? Does she know this man? Has she seen him around?
I don't know. You might have passed him, but I see that he has like a dark green. I don't know if it's dark green, like olive. Like, what are those, like hats with the fur flaps?
Oh, trapper hat.
Yeah, like a trapper hat. He has like a old. I'm not sure if it's brown, dark, but brown green. I don't know. It's kind of a nondescript color, and just a long baggy jacket. And the jacket looks to me like the old green army ones.
Old green army
like
coat.
That.
Okay.
But it feels like he's got layers though too, because I see a plaid.
But nonetheless, doesn't matter to find him because he passed him off to the girls and they're in a home on the east side now. And
I don't think he would acknowledge it. I don't think.
Yeah. So it sounds like, Carlene, it's time to bless them and release them and know that they're in a good home and being loved and cared for.
Yeah, and thank you for caring for them while you did.
Yeah. Well, Carlene's good. She loves the animals.
Yeah.
And humans, too. She takes care of lots. So anyway, bless you, Carlene, and sorry that it doesn't look like they're coming back, but Darcy feels like this was the plan, and that's got them into a good place and a good home.
Yeah.
So as it should be.
Yeah, I see them running around the living room, running and bouncing the people getting a lot of delight from them. So know that they're happy.
Good.
They
really are
happy.
So everybody's happy. All right, there we go. So Christine, hold on. We got to take care of advertisers and sponsors. We'll come back and head to Oregon and find out It looks like we're talking about dogs. Last time it was birds. This time it'll be dogs. So anyway, stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Itching, scratching, hot spots, pain, stomach cramps, gas, vomiting, mucousy diarrhea. You don't have to live this way. Stop watching your sweet pet in such distress. Get to the root of the problem with Heaven and Earth's 100% natural hot spot and infection tea cream for pets, liver and digestive health support powder, and their doggy dewormer detox and infection powder. Visit healmypet.info for a free guide in helping your furry friend. Don't delay. Visit healmypet.info today. That's healmypet.info.
Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair discusses issues that are important to you, like good health and well-being, finding a new job and building your business, overcoming life's big challenges and making sense out of chaos, and living with passion and joy. Join us Mondays at noon Pacific for Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair. See conversationslive.net for show schedule and guest information.
Urine contamination is a common and stubborn problem. Conventional cleaning methods are not the answer. Anti-Icky Poo works quickly and naturally, and it's my all-time absolute favorite odor neutralizer. This unique bacteria enzyme solution converts the waste directly into carbon dioxide, a safe and odorless gas found in everyday clean air. Ask your vet for Anti-Icky Poo or call 1-800-745-1671. Anti-Icky Poo, it's a serious product with a funny name that really works, especially on cat urine. 1-800-745-1671. Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Going against the grain has never been so much fun. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and oh, wouldn't you know, boy, we're on the downside of the second hour of Animal World. We've got another full hour to go, and we need something to do around here, folks. So hopefully you can give us a call. Local number 425-373-5527 or toll free 888-298-5569. Remember the one, and you can shoot us an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And let's see, it's time to go to Oregon. We're going down to Bend and welcoming back part of the Animal World family now. That would be Christine. Good morning, Christine. Welcome to Animal World.
Good morning. Good morning.
Hey,
good morning.
And happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you.
You had a birthday recently.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
Oh, happy birthday.
The new moon.
Woohoo.
Oh, wow.
All right. So what's on your happy birthday question list today here, Christine?
Coffee and Charlie. When
Then those are your dogs.
Yes, they're both part Aussie and part Charlie's a tricolor, and he's part Aussie, part Sheltie, miniature Sheltie. And then Kavi, I adopted from Herd Unita Home, great place. And she's
and didn't you have Kavi first and then got Charlie?
No, I had Charlie first.
Charlie first and then got Kavi.
Yeah, I got Charlie to keep Sarah company.
That's right. Yeah, died. You got Charlie and you had a female.
Yeah.
But then,
older female with Charlie.
Yeah.
And then when she died, I got... I waited a while. And then Charlie needed company, doggone it. He was hurting the cats, hurting me, hurting the horses, hurting the donkeys. Oh, my God. So I got Kavi. And Kavi is a heftier dog, but that's probably because she's part, she's a Merle, but she's part Aussie and part, I forgot what the other dog is. Anyway, she's a herder too, but she doesn't really herd. And this latest thing is when Kavi barks, Charlie would start barking. And I don't know what the heck Kavi's barking at. But now it's gone all over to when I take them, you know, in the van. I have a nice van for them. They start barking as soon as I close the door.
Oh.
And I mean, they're barking like somebody's attacking the van. Do you know why?
Well, let's see what Darcy picks up from these two.
Ah, that is strange. It feels like they think they need to protect. Like they leave their environment and they're, I know you're saying they're doing both, but when they get into the van, it feels like warning, ruff, 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 stay away. And they,
oh dear.
But I'm wondering like what changed. It feels like something changed because I don't think they did this before, but now suddenly they feel like high alert. And I'm going to ask them what happened. So what is new?
I've got the sprays from,
From Vicky?
From Vicky, yeah.
And
which
you got for the birds, right?
Yeah, I got family for the birds, and then for Charlie, because he's been aggressive with the dog, the Aussie that's on the other side of the fence.
Yeah,
I've been spraying him with the aggressive one, Tiger something. And then Serene is for at the horse rescue ranch.
Uh-huh.
And then... for me, I have the other things, you know, for arthritis and whatever.
Okay. But so this new this barking behavior is new and it's happened since the essences?
No, but no. I was thinking, shoot, I should be spraying the Serene or the aggressive inside the van.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, one thing that came to mind right away is when you said that you have this aggressive spray, I feel like you're spraying it and you're saying aggressive. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Maybe you could spray it and say, calm, peaceful, calm.
Serene.
Oh, and take a breath and let yourself just kind of like, calm, peace. Because I feel like you're saying, aggressive and spraying it. I mean, of course, anybody would, but I think they're already kind of in this energy, but it's reinforcing it somewhat. I don't know.
The wrong chant.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. But I'm going to ask them, like, why they're barking in the van. And I feel that I keep being shown like a half a circle or a flip, like something flipped. When did this? Can you go back to a time when this started? Has it been like? Did something happen a couple months ago?
Huh?
Like even a month ago?
Was it something around the van,
it
or
might have
while
been
they
something
were in
around the van that I wasn't aware of?
There's something. It was like a month or month and a half. You know, a month to two ago. But it seems like it got worse.
Horses? Yeah, because when I'm driving to the rescue ranch, I stop at the outside pasture to make it, and I get out of the van and go into the pasture and make sure they have water, because it's so far from the main area that people forget to check, I think. But while I'm doing that, one of the Palominos comes walking over there and greets me right at the fence, and then he just stares at the dogs. And the dogs go crazy.
Okay, what I heard when you first started the story, I heard to clear yourself, but when you go back and forth that you're carrying some energy, and this is probably the Palomino, but it could be other things as well. But
yeah,
I think whatever energy you were bringing back and forth to some degree, they weren't bothered by. But in the past, like, month to two, there's something that they don't like, they don't resonate with, or they feel threatened by. It feels foreign to them or different.
Hmm. Horses, donkeys that Charlie grew up or spent most of his...
Yeah. No, you know what? Is there an animal that you're around that is... sick or having some problems, like a different energy, that or their energy has changed? Because
he died. He crossed over. That was...
Okay.
I was doing a lot of Reiki on him.
Okay.
His back haunches had... his back legs had collapsed, and he was an old stallion that, you know, spent his last years there being pampered.
Okay. Do you feel his energy around you yet?
No. As much as I am open and I open my heart to them and I feel a lot of love, I cannot hear them. I don't know what they're saying.
Yeah, no.
Well, maybe that's the next step.
Yeah, you don't have to hear them, but there's an energy around you that at times, and I think that they might be like bouncing back and forth, and it's not always with you, but it checks in with you. And
could it be Sophie, the donkey, the other donkey that I held when she died?
Well, I hear that they both come and check in with you, but Sophie feels like it's stronger than the Palomino horse.
She was a miniature donkey, and she was But the one that might check in with me might be Louise. Now, she's quite a character and really strong.
Well,
she's the one I got the serene for, because sometimes she'll push me against the rails because she wants out.
That's the picture I have. Isn't that of Louise and...
And Larry?
Larry.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. I took the picture
home. So is it
home.
One of these that you're seeing?
And so who laughed, Louise or Larry?
Louise and Larry, they could, but...
they're both still here.
I was going to say, I don't see either of them being a problem.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, they aren't. She has become even more loving to me than... I mean, wow.
Yeah. No, I think that you have, you know, that you've got these visitors and they don't like it. And so if you...
How about the stallions that they used to take care of there?
Well, and I'm wondering if you really need to know.
Yeah,
I'm just thinking
so
maybe you just need to know what to do to control the barking.
Yes.
I would spray. Use the spray. And
well, and I'd say, Christine, if you've got a little more time, since it's kind of slow today because we have a major conflict going on in terms of a big game going on at the same time. So if you want to hold on so we can close out the hour, fire up the new one, I'll bring you back, first caller on the other side, and we'll talk about how to control the barking.
Okay.
That sound good?
Yeah.
All right. Christine goes on hold. We're going to talk about controlling barking when we return here. Of course, we're not going anywhere. I don't want you to go anywhere either. Stay right where you are because Animal World continues. We've got another full hour with Darcy Pariso, and she's here, communicator, intuitive, medium, Reiki master, ready to talk to you and help you connect with your human or animal loved ones on this side or the other. So stay with us. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.